It's 11th bracha of Shmona Esrei. Yeshiva Shoftenu Kvar Yishona makes a lot of sense from the perspective of Geula. Again, we just started talking about the brachos that are dealing with the Jewish people as a whole, not as made up as a composite of individuals that we daven Rafa'inu to heal all of us, but from Tekah B'Shofar, the brachos are dealing with the Jewish people as a whole, talking about with the state of Am Yisrael. In the first bracha we mentioned last week, Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, was about Kibbutz Galios, that the process of Geula begins with the act of Geula begins with Kibbutz Galios, the ingathering of the exiles, and Hashiva Shoftenu comes right after. What is Hashiva Shoftenu? That now we have so many Jews in Eretz Yisrael, now that so many people are coming from all over the world, what do we need? We need the law in Eretz Yisrael to be Torah. We need it to be something that reflects Ratzon Hashem. So it is interesting that there are those who claim that, you know, they don't support the state of Israel because it's not religious. The irony is, when you look at Shmona Esrei itself, based upon the Gemara Megillah that talks about the process of the different brachos, that the brachos lead one into another, you see that first it's the ingathering of exiles, and then it's a restoration of Torah judgment. So, you know, people that tie now the state, it's a treif medina, it's not religious, say, I don't know, it seems to be following the pattern that we have in Shmona Esrei. Although there is a famous Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed Tes, Amid Aleph, that says the tsaros in the dar happens when the judges aren't judging a true judgment, a judgment that is be'emes. And, right. And why is that? Because we know the Yom for Tuesday is Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel, that God's presence is where? Badas Kel is by courts. And when you judge a true judgment, it silences the din of Elokim. And then what you're left with is Rachamim. You're left with mercy. Rav Ovadia Yosef, in one of his tshuvas in Bia Omer, the great tzaddik, the great posek, Rav Ovadia, former chief rabbi, Sephardic chief rabbi, he points out that something very controversial. Rav Ovadia didn't back down from controversy. He points out that he thinks that this is why Eretz Yisrael, the matzav habitchoni, matzav hakalkali, is not where it could be. It's because of the corrupt nature of the judgment in Eretz Yisrael. Right? We're not talking about... So it's a very good question. Pashtus is it means that the law in Eretz Yisrael is not reflecting true Torah law. It's not being judged in that way. And that's what Ravadi writes in Yabia Omer, when he has a tshuva talking about the prohibition of two Jews going to secular court, right? Because there's an Isser Daraisa when two Jews have, or Isser Aseh, when two Jews have a matter between them that needs judgment, they're forbidden to go to a secular court. You have to go to a Din Torah. The problem is we live in a time when, you know, very, very prominent Rav, a very prominent Rav in the tri-state area, I'm not even going to say what world, but he is not a musmach of YU, who told Balabas of his very negative statement about the Bezdin system in the world today. The system of Batei Dinim.
Anybody in particular?
We're not gonna, you know.
I'm saying there are many rabbis who will tell you
Not to go to a Bezdin, right? Again, I believe there are certain, but they didn't. Again, I don't want to make sweeping statements, but definitely it's a controversial issue today, the status of our Batei Din, and why, you know, it is so difficult to find a Din Torah that's a true emistic Din Torah. And that's something that we daven for in terms of the Jewish people as a whole. However, it is also... Yeah?
Does the Beis Din have an... probably not. I've never heard of it. Like an appellate structure.
Oh.
Not such thing, right? Because people in the secular world also disagree about the, you know,
the judgments
the New York
themselves.
Supreme Court or the trial courts in other states, and that's why they always say I'm an appealist because they don't trust the.
So you should know if you look in our
trial.
Sunday morning Gemara here, we learned there is an appeal system. Yeah. There is higher courts.
Not we have it today?
No, because the Batei Dinim that we have today don't function as Batei Dinim in the classical sense. because
if you sign
a shtar, right? But the, back in the day, that wasn't something you had to do. Sign a shtar brurin, right? Meaning because there were higher courts. There was a bezin of gimel, bezin of chaf gimel, the bezin of ayin aleph. Oh. So there
so
was.
If you weren't happy with the judgment at one level, you could appeal back then.
Yeah.
Say let's take this up higher.
And you could say, listen, I think that you have to have a reason to say that you think the judge has made a mistake.
Right. Well, even
if you
in
just
stop,
I don't like it, you don't. Right, correct, exactly. Yeah, but yeah, absolutely there was.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely there was. There was such a system. And some say that's what we're davening for.
Yeah.
This bracha, what?
So you got up to the Sanhedrin.
Right, correct. That this bracha is a very simple bracha. Again, not simple, but we're asking that God return true Torah judgment. It is interesting, though, that the Arizal, now let's, again, and the way to understand, Hashiva Shoftenu Kvarishona, some say it means the Sanhedrin, the Yoatzenu Kivatachila, the Yoatzenu are the Chachamim that would guide us, to give us advice, to give us counsel, not necessarily psak, that so often even advice today is not correct and corrupt. But the Arizal, he would tell his Talmidim, it's in the Kisvei Ari that he told his Talmidim, you have to have Kavan in all davening. And I know I've said this about different tzaddikim, about different brachas, but you have to know, when the Arizal is being quoted by Talmidim, not from a halachic sense, that you have to have special Kavanah for a Shiva Shofteinu, what's Pshat? Why? So there is a very important thing. I think Pshat can be given based upon a phrase in this bracha, and what the Ari himself told his time Talmud Reb Chaim Vital, why he was Zoche, to all the amazing, amazing divine insights that he was. The Arizal was above and beyond, right? He was, in terms of understanding the hidden Torah, the Arizal, Rabbi Isaac Luria, was La'elo La'elo, above and beyond, right? People say, you know, he was Kishorish HaNeshama, the root of his soul was connected to Shimon Bar Yochai. I mean, wild stuff. Wild stuff about the Arizal. You know what he told the student, Rav Chaim Vital, why he merited this? Because he was always sameach b'simcha shel mitzvah. He was always very joyful over opportunities to do mitzvahs. He was always in a joyful state of mind. We know the Rambam writes that to be able to achieve nevuah, you have to be in a state of simcha. And that seems paradoxical, ironic almost, because you have nevi'im, that what did they do? What were their nevuos? Then a vuas were fire. You're going to hell. Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. You're going to be left into captivity. Your daughters are going to be ravaged. Your sons are going to be slaughtered. And like, right? Like scary stuff that they were in a state of simcha again. So it's a different thing to talk about in terms of nevuah itself. But the Ari HaKadosh, he felt that being misamech besimcha shel mitzvah, to be besimcha was a very, very high level, very, very important thing. And this bracha, Shiva Shoftenu Kvarishona, is the bracha that you're supposed to have in mind if you're facing emotional anguish, psychological pain. And you should have people in mind, absolutely. What words? V'haser mimenu yagon v'anacha. V'haser mimenu means to remove from us yagon v'anacha. You know what yagon v'anacha is? Despair and groaning. Meaning that a person should be what? Should not be depressed. A person should not be in the psychological, in the fallen state. And that's why I think, I'm giving you my pshat, I didn't see this, but to me this makes a lot of sense. If the Ari HaKadosh, we have in the Kisvei Ari, that he says you have to have kavanah all the davening, but especially the bracha Shiva Shoftenu. Why the Arizal dafka, the bracha? Because the bracha of Hashiva Shoftenu v'asim imenu yagon v'anacha is to remove all depression, to remove sadness. That makes so much sense because Arizal says he was Zocha, he merited everything he merited. Why? Because he had simcha. Because he had joy, and how important it is to be in joy. We know the Rebbe has always said this, and it's quoted in a number of different Rebbes, that there's no, it's not a sin to be otzuv, to be depressively sad, but there's no sin that can cause as much damage as depressive sadness. It's not a sin to be sad, but there's no sin that can do as much damage to your soul as being depressed can do to your soul. So that's why the breslov mitzvah gedol olios besimcha tamid, right? It's not a pasuk, that's a statement, that's a breslov or teaching. Mitzvah gedol olios besimcha tamid, it's a great mitzvah to be always besimcha. But this from the Ariyah Kaddish, v'aser men yogon v'anacha. Steve, do you mind if I just go on just a little bit? And what pshat, why is this the bracha? Why is this the bracha for simcha? Why is this the bracha to remove depression? Because Hashiva Shavtein Kvar Shonav Yatein Kvat Chila. Because if we had true Torah perspective, if we had true proper Torah advice and true justice in this world, then there would be no depressive sadness. Meaning the sadness and depression comes because things aren't being judged properly, because you're not getting the right advice, you're not getting the right Eitzah, and you're not seeing things from the right perspective. But if a person would be able to have that perspective, then v'asim menu yagon v'anacha. Others explain that Shiva Shavtenin Kvarashon of Yatenin Kvatchila is not only talking about on the national scale, but also on the personal scale. We know the famous Mamar, Musar Mamar, Shoftim Meshotrin Titan L'chad L'chal Sha'arecha, that we read Parsha Shoftim always the first week of El. And what is Shoftim Meshotrin Titan L'chad L'chal Sha'arecha? You should have gates, you should have guards in all of your gates. Right? What does that mean? The Bali Musar say it means the eyes, the ears, the mouth, these are the gates to the soul. What you take in. And Hashiva Shofteinu, Kvarishonav Yatzeinu Kvatchila, some say that Hashiva Shofteinu, we're asking God to restore what? Our senses. We're asking God to restore our senses that we can judge properly what we're looking at, what we shouldn't be looking at, what we're saying, what we shouldn't be saying. V'yotzeinu Kvatchila, and the things that give us guidance as original. And what's V'yotzeinu? V'yotzeinu B'gematria is 248. What's 248?
The
positive commandments, the limbs, exactly, and the positive commandments, right? Because the positive commandments, by doing good, those are the things that bring you joy. Those are the things that really help dispel sadness. And they say very often, a person experiencing a certain depression, sadness, by being active, right? You ever hear that? That if you're down, exercise? You've ever heard such a thing? So they'll explain to you, chemically, endorphins are released in the brain when you exercise. But also there's a sense of accomplishment, a sense of doing something that pushes away yish, that pushes away a certain sadness, a certain depression. And that's why we ask Hashem, Hashem levadcha. What does levadcha mean? Levadcha means you alone are our ruler. You alone are our king. Our king shouldn't be president so-and-so, prime minister so-and-so, this parliament, that kind. No. Mloch aleinu ata Hashem levadcha. You alone, Hashem, are the king. And also on the personal level, that's the national, on the personal level, we know the notion of Hashem being our king as opposed to other kings other kings ruling over us, our taiva ruling over us, all these other things that could, God forbid, become our master, become our ruler, that we're asking Hashem that you, Bechesed of Rachman, Tzadkeinu v'Mishpat, that it all should come for you. So Steve, sorry, before I go on, you were going to say? No.
If I remember correctly, you talked about depression also in Atachona and Lodamdanis. Is that possible, or was it Rifa'inu?
No, Rifa'inu. You know, it is an illness, but that's Bechlal, all illnesses. In this bracha, many Sfarim HaKadoshim point down Davka depression, Davka emotional psychological illness. You should have in mind when you say the words of Hasser Mimenu Yagon V'Anocha. You should have in mind the people that you're davening for that need such a type of unique refuah. Right, we know when you can be more specific in a bracha, you're supposed to be more specific. That's why we say ha'etz as a, you know, over an apple. It could just be hadama, it also comes from the ground. No, ha'etz, gefen, even more specific, right? But the idea that that's why, you know, you're right, mental, psychological illness certainly is in Rafa'inu, right? Rafu'as ha'nefesh, Rafu'as ha'gof.
We also spoke about in Mechak al-Chaim b'chesed.
Yeah, but that's not in terms of bakasha.
Right.
That is a very important point. Absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. And you should know, in preparing this shiurim, I think that's a bracha that has changed the most for me. Mechal kel chayim b'chesed. Because when you really understand what that bracha is, you're thanking Hashem for the everyday resurrection. That every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring a person a new neshama. Every day Hashem can bring you a new perspective on life. I mean, it's a beautiful bracha. And that's where we're praising Hashem for it. Right? That's where we praise Hashem for that. Here's where we ask for it. here's where we're asking for it. Yeah, sorry, Steve. No, okay. So I want to, I know it's a little bit late, everything's a little bit late, and we're all a little tired, but there's in one idea, there's one idea that's so important here in this bracha, that's mamish the secret to the Jewish people. The secret to the, I know it sounds crazy. How, what?
I don't know what I've been doing.
No, you're learning the secret to the Jewish people right now.
Got it right.
What? Why did Hashem choose Avram Avinu? Why did Hashem choose Avram Avinu?
Because
he was chutzpah. There were a lot of chutzpahdik people, you know. Could have chose one of my older brothers. He also is pretty chutzpahdik to my parents. Not saying which older brothers. I post these online, to, you know. But, you know, chutzpahdik.
Yeah, you're not saying, but they know who they are.
If my brothers ever listen to this, they know which brother. Exactly. They do.
What do you mean? Right. What do you mean why they choose him? Didn't Avram sort of arrive at the decision himself?
Avram recognized Hashem. Why did Hashem choose Avram?
You're saying there were other Avrams at the time? He was the one.
Well, no, there were. I would say there were.
Creating his master plan for the world, why did he make it Avram and not.
What was unique about Avram?
Well, he is
Chesed. Chesed, no, that is a very important point, absolutely. But Hashem himself tells us why Avram is unique. And believe it or not, he uses a phrase. What? Ki adatif. Perek yurches pasuk yutes. It's in Vayera. After Hashem sent the three malachim to Avram to announce Yitzchak is going to be born. Where do the malachim go from there?
Sodom.
They go into Sodom. And God says, how can I hide from Avram what I'm going to do? Avram will be a great nation and all the nations of the world will be blessed for him. Ki yadativ, for I know, leman asher yitzav es banav es beiso achra v'shamru derech Adonai, because he will command his children and his household after him, and they will guard the path of God. What is the path of God? Lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. Lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. What's the end of this bracha? Baruch ata Hashem melech ohev. Tzedakah u'mishpat. Isn't this an amazing thing? Meaning Hashem saying why Avram's unique, why I choose Avram, because his kids are going to do tzedakah mishpat. And this bracha we say, melech ohev, that God is the king who loves what? Tzedakah mishpat. What is tzedakah mishpat? And if anything, I can argue tzedakah mishpat really is a dichotomy. On the one hand, there's tzedakah, which is what? Charitable, certain righteousness. And then there's, meaning chesed, that's tzedakah chesed. And then there's mishpat. What's mishpat?
Letter of the law.
Doing good things?
No, mishpat is justice.
Eye for an eye.
Gevura, eye for an eye, literally, right?
No rachamim.
No rachamim, just mishpat. Justice versus righteousness. So what does that mean? God loves tzedakah mishpat. Hash Avram is chosen because he's going to command his kids to watch, to guard the path of God, which is doing tzedakah mishpat. So what does that mean? So Chafetz Chaim has an amazing vart. Yeah, Vart?
I'm saying to know when to.
Gewalt. That you have to have both. And what is it? Lasso tzedakah mishpat, the way the Chafetz Chaim interprets it? When you relate towards others?
Tzedakah.
Tzedakah. When others relate to you?
Mishpat.
It's a very interesting insight to the Chafetz Chaim. That when you're dealing with others, you should be generous. You should go over the top. When others dealing with you, look, I don't, you know what? He didn't give me that thing. He didn't give me the extra hell. Okay, he doesn't have to. That's the way the Chafetz Chaim said it. It's very interesting what you're saying, Jeremy, because Rav Soloveitchik had that famous idea that it's interesting that there are two great spiritual giants in the world at the time. One's name is Avram. What's the name of the other? His name is Shem. Who is he? He was the son of
Noach.
He was Avram's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, right? He was a spiritual giant. The Torah tells us that Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem goes out to greet Avraham. He brings him bread and wine, and that is shame. And when does he bring? When does he go out and greet him?
At the end of the war, when he comes back.
End of the war. After the war, the four kings and the five kings. Rav Salvechik says, why does shame wait to go greet Avram now? Punk, this is when Avram happens to be passing by shame? Really? If he was Melech Shalem, the king of Jerusalem, he was Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, right? No. What's the word I'm saying? Not Melech.
Malki Tzedek.
No. Okay, but if Shalem, if he was the priest of Jerusalem, Avram didn't pass by there before? There's so many Midrashim that Avram was there before.
But he saw the special kindness that he did to go after the saved Lot.
So Rav Salvechik said just the opposite. He said this was the first time that he saw that Avram was willing to go to war for his beliefs.
That's right. That's
that
right.
He was able to do mishpat. I mean, chesed, it's nice to be so lovey-dovey and love everything, love everyone. Mm-hmm. Let's see a person who loves everyone when he has to do mishpat, when he has to do justice. Is he able to do justice? But the way the Chafetz Chaim said it, in terms of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, is that you're right, exactly as Jeremy said, you have to know when to use which. Towards others, it's tzedakah. Towards you, you're not asking for tzedakah. You're just asking mishpat. You're just asking for mishpat. And that's a melech ohev tzedakah mishpat. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram, because his children were going to follow God's way, the Derech Hashem, which is tzedakah mishpat. You're right, the two of them seem to be totally different. And they are. The question is, when do you use which? And that's the challenge. And that's what Derech Hashem is. Understanding that this world is multifaceted. To understand that there's a lot of gray and how to understand it. And what do you need to do that? What do you need? Hashiva shoftenu kvar shon v'yatzenu kvar tchila. We need proper guidance. We need proper judgments. We need proper judges. And again, it's not Torah leaders. That's an ala tzaddikim. We need the Torah to be restored for us to be able to connect to it and see Torah as the proper guidance for us and counsel for us. So this, I think, is pshat why the Ari HaKadosh, in the Kisvei Ari at least, it's brought down from his Talmidim, why he stressed this bracha so much to his Talmidim. This is the bracha against depression, against sadness, and the Ari, everything he accomplished, he told Reb Chaim Vital, was because of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And why is it that this is a bracha of Simcha Shel Mitzvah? This is the bracha of being able to understand when to use what. There's a story that goes with this, but I won't say the full story. But Ein Simcha Keheter Hasveikus. There's no joy as great as the removal of doubts. When you have Shoftenu, when you have Yoatzenu, when you know when to use Tzedakah Mishpat, there are no doubts. And there's no joy as great as the removing of doubts. And that's a secret why Lubavitchers are so happy. But that's not for now.